Blog Talk Radio.
Was this your daily go get a mission show? We do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Mission Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight, on this Throwback Thursday, Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday, we are talking about you won't miss me when I'm here. You're going to miss me when I'm here. You're going to miss me when I'm gone because you're taking me for granted while I'm here. And there are a few things in life that feel as disconcerting, as disrespectful, as off-putting, and as frustrating as being taken for granted. Somebody is not paying attention to the value that you give of your efforts to make sure that something runs smoothly. They're not paying attention to you. They're not looking at you. They're not recognizing. They're not paying homage. You know, we're not doing this. You're not doing this just so somebody can pay homage. Well, that's not the reason that you're supposed to be doing it, but you know.
you know and I know that there are definitely people who will do things just to get the recognition of what that brings.
Who knows what tomorrow brings? In a world few hearts survive, all I know is the way I feel, and it's real. We keep it alive.
Okay. So this can happen with your children. How many of y'all mothers out there been screaming to y'all kids, yeah, when I'm gone, y'all gonna miss me. When I'm not here, you're gonna miss me. When you're on your own, you're gonna miss me. When I ain't doing it no more, you're gonna miss me. When I pass away, you're gonna miss me. When I, you're gonna miss me. When you need hunger, you're gonna miss me. When you need somebody to cook, you're gonna miss me. Somebody to wash clothes, you're gonna miss me. You need some guidance, you're gonna miss me. When I'm not here, you're gonna be like shedding the tears. Be like, I should have took care of her. My dear mama is gone. A dear mama. I know some of y'all done did it. You know you done said it before. I know you done said it before. Fathers don't normally say it. You won't miss me when I'm gone. You know, because, you know, fathers just don't have any, they just don't hold no weight in the black community. You know what I'm saying? We the wild card. And I ain't saying yes, I am. I ain't never heard a father be able to get that off. No matter how much he spent. Oh, y'all going to miss me when I'm gone. You know what I mean? You know, y'all understand, you know, how much I mean this. And, I've never heard a father say that. But nonetheless, you're going to miss me when I'm gone. We told Jobs that. Y'all don't understand what I bring to the table at this job. Y'all not recognizing. Y'all not saying y'all recognize. I come here every day. I bust my butt for 8+ hours. I'm the first one in, the last one out, the most producing, the most prolific. I've made this company plenty, 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 plenty of money. And I've given y'all the best years of my life, but I'm about to be gone. I'm about to take my talents to South Beach. More than likely, you're taking your talents to Hamilton Beach. Hamilton Beach is like a company. You know. They make like blenders and ceiling fans and things like that. Taking my talents to Hamilton Beach. Hunter. Oster. Was it Oster? KitchenAid. Bottom line is, you'll miss me when I'm gone. But we say it while we're here. And a lot of times it's just used as a threat. So somebody will step up to the plate and start acting like they recognize what we bring to the table. We say it so somebody will start finally appreciating the value that we are adding to their lives. The quality of performance that we have been replicating and duplicating and rolling over time after time. So, have you ever said it? Have you ever threatened somebody with not being around anymore? You know, maybe it was a boyfriend or a girlfriend that wasn't acting like they cared about you keeping them around. They were taking you for granted. They didn't show appreciation for the love that you had been giving them. Week after week, month after month, year after year. You miss me when I'm gone. I've heard women say it when they didn't, you know, when maybe a marriage proposal or something wasn't given and they felt like enough time had passed. Well, we've been together for 3, 4, 5 years or whatever, you know. And I don't have no ring on my finger, but I'm about to end all of this because my goal is holy matrimony. I'm ready to do this with you. If you're not ready to do this with me and it's showing, well, Well, you go ahead and you keep playing games out there. You know, because if a man doesn't want to get married, then he must be playing games. That's how I've been taught. That's what I heard. He must be playing games. Okay. Well, he's going to miss me when I'm gone, because he's going to miss me when I'm here. But speaking literally instead of figuratively about missing somebody while they're here, you can really miss somebody while they're here when you get so used to what they do for you, and you have to spend some time for them not doing what they were doing for you before. Like, let's say in a spousal situation, a husband has gotten so used to his wife cooking and cleaning and taking care of household duties and making sure that the kids were straight and making sure that the household bills and everything. Maybe she was just a better home business person than he was, even if she worked. You know, not saying that she was a housewife or a homemaker or whatever's politically correct. She may have still worked, but she may have been the one that handled the finances right. She was the one that made sure that he didn't run out and buy a new motorcycle every summer. You know, that kind of stuff. Well, what happens if something happens to her? Maybe she didn't die, but maybe she had a really, really debilitating illness, and it was taking her a while to recover. It was taking her a while to get well. Maybe she was in an accident, and she wasn't able to perform her previous wifely duties. Well, when somebody has undergone a physical change, a lifestyle change, and a significant change in the way that they do things and the way that the things that they used to do or the things that they were doing fits into the overall performance of whatever the makeup of your family or your situation is. When a major piece of the puzzle is missing, it's not as easy to just substitute somebody. It's not like we got a bunch of bench players over here who are just waiting to get an opportunity to take somebody's spot. So in a situation like that, yeah, you may miss somebody while they're still here, because the things that they were able to do and the things that they freely did, they're unable to do now. So where your wife was doing all of the cooking, now you got to cook. So maybe you had to learn how to cook. And you had to learn how to cook a variety of things, because the kids don't want takeout every night, and they don't want the same things that daddy has been learning cooking. So daddy knows how to make up a good spaghetti, but maybe nothing else. It's not a good look. Come on, dad. You know what I mean? So now you had to learn how to cook. Mama used to wash the clothes. She made sure she separated the whites from the colors. Daddy don't separate the whites from the colors. Everything, you look. This white sweatshirt with these white pants or shorts or whatever, they got red streaks on them. Or black or brown or green or yellow, whatever the case may be. Mommy always made sure none of that ever happened. Look, this shirt shrunk. Mommy used to always make sure that when she washed the clothes, she let some stuff air dry and other things she put in the washer. I can't find my socks, because daddy don't match the socks up. He just throw everything in the drawer. Mommy didn't do it that way. She was way more organized. Daddy is a rogue. Dad is a rogue. So, yeah, you can easily miss a person while they're still here if they are doing things and have gotten you used to doing things that they can no longer do. Maybe they got a new job and they're away for a while. bringing, you know, making the bacon to bring home. So they're not there all the time like they used to be. You have to make adjustments. So yeah, you're missing their efforts. So it stands to reason how people get upset that they're being taken for granted when there's nobody else that does what I do. So whether we're talking, whether we're threatening our family, whether we're threatening our jobs, whether we're threatening our clubs and organizations and our businesses, whatever the case may be, we want to be recognized for the efforts that we put forth. And sometimes we might have to let people know what's going to happen when we ain't here no more. Because we're fed up. Not going to take it no more. Shout out to Carol Chamber, Lemmy, Friend Me, Favorita. T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. I'm seeing some weird things on this side. So I'm going to take a look at some, yeah. I'm going to come out of here and I don't know. This stream thing, to me, it's looking like it's not on point the way that it's supposed to be. So let me okay. All right, let's try this. Okay. Yeah. All right. If y'all can hear me okay, let me know. Because the mic meter is not showing what I needed to show in order for me to be able to say, oh, yeah. We good. Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me? Let me know. You'll miss me. You're going to miss me when I'm gone. Y'all going to stop fronting on me. You're going to stop taking me for granted. I'll go. When we say it, do we really want to go? How many people do you issue a warning to before you strike or before you do what you say that you're going to do? Like, how many people do you do that for? Or how many instances will you do that? I don't know. But I know for me personally, I don't like threats. So the likelihood that I'm going to, you know, threaten anybody with not being here anymore is probably really, really small. Because I'm like, you'll notice when I'm gone. You'll miss me. When I'm gone, and as soon as I'm gone, you're going to notice. Because I don't know. I've never been one to announce outs. Announce my exits. Like, all right. What do some people call that? Ghosting. Ghosting. It's wrong. They say it's wrong. I don't know if what they're saying is always right in every situation. So let me ask y'all, do you think it's necessary or is it a requirement of you to announce that you are leaving a situation? Do you think that that's a courtesy that you owe? I don't. I'm like, that would be like letting my enemies know when I'm about to strike. Like, listen, we're going to fight on this day. I'm like, no, you'll see me when you see me. And when you see me, you won't be sorry that you saw me. Simple as that. So I don't know. What they say, all is fair in love and war. They say that. But y'all know, in love, many things never seem fair. Many things never seem balanced. Many things never seem to be or work the way that we think that they're going to work. I'm going to assume that y'all can hear me like I was talking about, because I asked y'all to let me know in the comments if y'all can hear me or not. So I don't know if y'all walked away from it. You know what I mean? I don't know, but we're going to keep going. We're going to keep this thing moving. So, yeah, you're going to miss me when I'm gone. We've said it to friends. You know, you haven't been a good friend. I always have to call you. You never call me. I always ask you out to things, invite you to things. And, you know, I keep our friendship afloat, and I keep it active. And you know, I'm always willing to hear you out, and I tell you things, and I always lend a willing ear, you know, for you to express yourself. And you don't do the same thing with me. Many people have complaints about that with their friends. Well, when we're not friends no more, you'll see what real friendship look like. You'll see what real friendship looks like. Because you haven't been a good friend. And it's wrong. There might be some validity to that. If you've ever lost a friendship and didn't really know or couldn't exactly pinpoint exactly when things started going left between the two of you. I mean, sometimes some life things can separate you from some people. You know, some people move away. Some people get married and they start families and stuff like that. So some of the things that used to bring you together as friends are not present anymore. Like maybe certain friends that you had, close friends, maybe y'all used to drink and get high together. Well, maybe if you're a woman, you got pregnant and you didn't want to take a chance on anything being wrong with your baby. So you stop drinking, you stop getting high, and you really stop drinking and getting high. After your children were born, you kept having more children. So you didn't party like that anymore. Well, you know, partying and getting high is one of those things that can really keep a friendship together. It sounds crazy, but it's true. You rarely lose your drinking and getting high buddies until you stop drinking and getting high. As long as you keep up your end, play your part, and the party atmosphere, then everything is all good, unless you get another drinking partner or partying partner. But once you cease that activity, you can't expect other people to stop doing what they do, because they have their own reasons for doing it. The same way as you had your own reasons for doing it and stopping it and whatever the case may be. So if you've ever been through that situation where you and a friend were so close, you have all of the memories of what y'all used to do and how y'all used to roll, and man, that was my road dog. I mean, we did everything together. We were together every day from sun up to sundown. The only time we weren't together is when we worked. And as soon as we got off work, we were together again. Thieves. We was running things. We was rolling. You look up and you ain't seen or heard from a person in 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And y'all hadn't even really had a falling out. But you don't know how that other person is feeling on the other end. You don't know if they separated on purpose. You don't know how they felt about when y'all started to drift apart. You don't know. You may have never asked the question, and they may have never made the inquiry. But the proof is that they're no longer around. And y'all ain't nowhere close like y'all used to be. Was it a secret situation where it was like, you're going to miss me when I'm gone? Was that the catalyst? Or should I say, was that the antagonist for when y'all started to drift apart? Did you even notice? if you didn't even notice that you and a person wearing as close or weren't rolling as heavy as y'all used to, then maybe you didn't miss them while they were, maybe you weren't going to miss them while they were gone, and maybe you didn't miss them while they were here. But there was no threat. No threat was issued. We wasn't rolling like that. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get Amism Show. I'm your host on 752. And we're talking about you'll miss me when I'm here. You'll miss me when I'm here. Oh, yeah, you think it's sweet like that. I know. I'll show you. Sorry, y'all. I had to fix something real quick. Fix something. What the heck? All right. Just give me a second. Okay. And you refresh that and we're good. Okay. So yeah. If you didn't notice that a person was missing, that if you didn't notice that they were gone, if you didn't notice that their contribution was no longer there, well maybe it wasn't as sweet as we thought it was. Maybe their importance in your life wasn't exactly what you were saying. Perhaps it was a little bit different, but nonetheless, whether you failed to recognize somebody else's efforts or contribution or importance in whatever you were doing or whatever your setup was or whatever your situation was, when the roles get reversed and you're the one having to remind somebody of what your contribution is and what you do and what you bring to the table and what your importance is, it may feel a lot different. It may feel a lot different. And you might have to be the one to issue that threat. You're going to miss me. You're going to miss me when I'm gone. Yes, you will. You know, it'd be like that sometimes, though. It'd be like that sometimes. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm moving around in here. I'm just trying. All right. Okay, wait. I don't seem right. Okay, that's better. Okay, there we go. There you go. There you go. Yeah, you're going to miss me when I'm here. You're not looking at what I'm bringing to the table. You're not recognizing what I do. You're not appreciating the... You're not appreciating the efforts that I'm putting forth and the contributions. Hold on, y'all. I'm hearing all this scratching and what are we doing? Anyway, hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to the DG Show. I'm your host, 752, and this is the Daily Go Get a Business Show, and we are talking about you're going to miss me when I'm gone. You're going to miss me when I'm here. And we're talking about when people don't recognize what you bring to the table, and you have to issue the threat because you're about to be out. Now, what happens when you are actually out? Because not everybody is just issuing a threat when they say these things. Sometimes people are dead serious about the move that they're about to make. Sometimes people are not just blowing smoke. They're not just trying to make a bunch of noise. Sometimes people are not looking for a change in Sometimes people are straight up ready to go. Like they've already made their decision because they've already watched how things are going to go. And so they've already said, well, look, nah, I'm good. Even if you fix this thing, it's too broke for me to hang around. It's too damaged. There have been just too many violations for me to look the other way any farther. Don't look any farther. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Good to see me, some you. Thanks for coming on THROUGH. Appreciate you. Yeah. Now I recognize that there are some people that cannot help issuing a threat every time you see them. So whatever happens, you know, their perceived self-importance is always going to take center stage in whatever they're a part of. So they're constantly going to be threatening to leave. They're constantly going to be letting you know that they need more. Whatever you're doing, whatever they're doing, they need more. It's sort of like that coworker that works at your job that's not the boss, but is always trying to tell somebody what to do. Like they're not a boss, but they're bossy. Who knows what I'm talking about? But you know what's funny about that person? You know what's funny about that wannabe boss at the job? Nobody cares about if they quit or if they leave or if they're not this, that, and the third. Because don't nobody like being bossed around by them anyway. So a lot of times we let them believe that they're the boss, believe that we care about what they think and how they move and what's going on. We let them. But the reality is, like, listen, we're used to you showing up every day. And if you don't show up tomorrow, we will notice that you're gone. But we won't care. It'll be like, oh, my God, goodness. It's been so quiet here. And it's been so quiet in this office since such and such quit. Or since they got let go. Or since they've been out. Have you, let me ask y'all this. I'm going to be real about this. Have any of you ever signed a birthday card that you didn't want to sign? A get well card that you didn't want to sign? Or participate in buying a gift, a sympathy gift, or whatever the case may be, that you really didn't want to participate in? Like, sometimes some of us may not be politically correct enough to even, you know, say, all right, well, listen, it's not a lot of money. I'll contribute a couple of dollars, or I'll sign my name, or I'll help buy the cards or the balloons and, you know, whatever. Some of us not even disciplined enough to say that. Some of us are like, nah, I'm good. Don't ask me. They can't get none. I'm not putting forth. Don't ask me for no money for such and such. I'm not participating in no get well cards and none of that stuff. No get well soon. No welcome back. No none of that. Just me? Just me? Okay. If it's just me, that's okay. I've been known. I've been known to be the one that's like, nah, I'm not signing that card. She ain't gonna notice, or he ain't gonna notice that I ain't signed the card. All of y'all signed the card, that's good. You know, that's y'all people. I'm not signing it. I'm not participating. Don't ask me for no money, blah, 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 blah. I'm only an HR discipline short of saying, I hope they don't come back. But have you ever said, no, I'm not chipping in. I'm not helping out. I'm not taking the diplomatic route. Not today. Not today. Nope. Not signing no birthday card. Not signing no get well card. Have you ever had a get well or a birthday card floating around the office, and when they tried to give you the card, you looked on the back of it to see how much the card cost? You like, somebody a little cheesy here. Like, this card is cheap. It's flimsy. It only opened one way. You know, like if it was a good card, it would open three ways. Like it's a three-part card. This here? It's only a one-way card. It ain't enough. It ain't even enough room for everybody's name. So, I said so. That's definitely a case where you wasn't going to miss them while they were here. Not even enough to. You know, take the high road, play the game, be the diplomat, play Mr. or Mrs. Nice Guy. Think about it. I've definitely taken the exit route and said, nah, I'm not signing the card. You're like, yo, y'all know me and such and such ain't, we don't bang like that. So no, I'm not putting my name on that card. We're not doing. It's okay if they recognize that I didn't sign. It don't matter. That will only solidify what I was saying in the beginning. But I'm usually in management, so. I have to show leadership. You know what leadership means? Leadership means that you got to do things that you don't want to do or that you don't believe in constantly. And you have to get other people to do the same. That's what leadership is. That's what I have come to recognize leadership as being. Your willingness to play the game that you don't want to play and get others to play the same game. Sometimes you have to tell them, like, listen, just do this one for me. I know this person didn't ride. They didn't rock. They didn't, you know, I know. I know, you know, we know, everybody know. But I just need you to do this. I just need you to do this one thing, and I ain't going to ask you to do nothing else. I swear, I ain't going to ask you to do nothing else. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious 15th of September. Exactly one half through. You know, September only has 30 days. And they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get Number one out the box, Veronica Santos. Happy birthday to you. And also Louis Yaden turning 41 years old today. And my girl Tiffany Feist turning 45 years old today. And Millicent Banaheen, happy birthday to you. And also Jaquada West out there in Ohio turning 57 years old today. And Tracy Coleman turning 56 years old today. And Triona McCray turning 35 years old today. And Nichelle Nicholson turning 53 years old today. And Melissa Brinson DuPont, you know, Camden's finest, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, Lisa Williams, turning 48 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious September 15th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. Turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on and do the damn, to rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. I said listen. Listen. You're going to miss me when I'm here. You're going to miss me when I'm gone. You're not recognizing what I do and what I bring to the table and what it is and how it goes. Well, somebody out there recognizes. Trust me, if you see yourself as being important to a project and you've been able to be a part of that project for multiple weeks, months, years, whatever, decades, your contribution is noted by somebody because they keep paying you. You know, a lot of jobs don't give you the recognition that you deserve, but if they keep paying you and they keep asking you to stay and they're not making efforts to get rid of you, there's something to be said about that. Maybe they could say it a little bit louder and a little bit more. And, that, you know, I mean, respect is due to a dog. But you have to think about the effectiveness of giving out the threat. You might not get the results that you're looking for when you issue the threat. You have to prepare yourself for that. But it's going to be all right, and everything is going to be all right, and everything's going to be all right, and everything, yeah, be all right. Peace to all my day ones, my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This has been another installment of the Daily Go Get Em show. I hope y'all enjoy listening to it as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. So I'm going to holler back at y'all. So Blog Talk, I'm going to get you out of here. Yes, I am. I just am.